Greetings, and welcome to episode 24. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5 times Amazon best-selling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast focuses on my dissertation. Due to the fact that I have had people to contact me about my particular dissertation. My dissertation has been shared at Forest of the Rainbow Production and Educational Affairs Organization, at North Carolina DOCS, that is D-O-C-K, that is a digital online collection of knowledge and scholarship, and at UNCG's online digital archived dissertation site. Hopefully, this can assist those who are seeking a degree, which is they're working on their dissertation or thinking about attaining a PhD or an EdD. I defended my dissertation in 2012, and I can tell you it was one of the most research and technical writings I have ever done. As you know, I am an author, co-author, contributing author, and forward author, and have written many books in those different capacities, but the dissertation was the foundation of all my writing. If you write a dissertation, you can write anything. That's what I tell people. It is a lot of writing. So the best of luck to all of those aspiring and current students working on their doctorate. My dissertation was written in 2012, so please take an opportunity to reflect back with me on that time for a moment. It is entitled A Study of Elementary Principles Perception of Accountability and Leadership in an Era of High-Stakes Testing, and I'm going to share verbatim from my writing. The most significant pressure facing school principals in this decade are accountability and the need for them to lead effectively. To better understand these challenges, the purpose of this research was to ascertain some of the perceptions of elementary school principals towards accountability, examine how accountability has affected their leadership role, determine which leadership framework most often produced accountability success, and how they manage their perceptions to lead to success. The literature speaks in specific terms both about accountability and the presented leadership frameworks. There is minimal research that examines the perception of elementary school principals and their dominant framework in which they operate to create success. And this, once again, was back in 2012. In this qualitative study, a forum was created inviting a sample of elementary school principals serving different types of schools. An interview-based approach was the primary research method used to gather data using the principles of grounded theory. 10 elementary school principals shared their perceptions of accountability and how they manage it, the effects of accountability, and what they thought to be the dominant leadership framework used to create success. Half of the participants were principals from highly impacted schools, and the other half were from non-highly impacted schools. These participants' perceptions informed the readers about their experiences and perspectives of the different aspects of accountability and leadership in hopes of creating a deeper understanding. They did not simply share about these experiences, they allowed the reader to gain insight. Consequently, leadership issues were not viewed in unrealistic ways, but as the reality of specific experiences that transpired in the lives of participants. While policymakers and school leaders focus heavily on academic performance of students, participants demonstrate that educating students is about far more than accountability. The whole child concept and other factors impacting academic achievement must be taken into consideration when creating accountability guidelines and mandates. Leaders who have listened and understood these experiences can be a voice of reason for policymakers and others helping to create accountability models. The experiences shared from this group of school principals demonstrate how this could be accomplished. Also, a part of the dissertation was acknowledgement. And I can tell you, I just want to share this with you. And so in my dissertation, I actually wrote the following. I would like to thank Dr. Carl Lashley, my dissertation chair, for his guidance, insight, and advice during this time and this entire process. He taught me to strive for excellence. I would also like to thank my dissertation committee, Dr. Rick Ragsick, Dr. Larry Koble, Dr. Craig Peck, and Dr. Camille Cooper, who gave their time and effort to assist me in completing this dissertation and contributed significantly to my professional growth. A special thank you to all my friends, family members, and colleagues for their patience and words of encouragement when times were challenging. I thank my sisters, Pamela Thomas and Jeanette Miller, for sharing that I am their role model and in helping me to realize the impact of their words. Thanks to my parents, my father, John, and my late mother, Essie Manley, for instilling determination, a sense of excellence in striving to achieve, and the belief that through Christ Jesus, all things are possible. I thank my children, Marcus and Sharday, for their assistance and the time they sacrificed while I worked on completing my dissertation. Also, another component of my dissertation was the introduction. And once again, I share this verbatim with you. The perception of elementary school principals have about accountability and leadership in this era of high-stakes testing are more critical today than ever in the history of public education. Principals are held responsible for promoting school reform to increase student achievement. They play an essential role in school reform because they have the ability to impact decisions about curriculum and instruction, as well as other components of school leadership and school reform. However, most studies show that principals have no direct effect on student achievement, but contribute indirectly. And that was from a study that I reviewed. Back then, it was called No Child Left Behind, and that was the Act of 2001. Also known as the ESEA, which is the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. And that is the federal law that is intended to improve education for all children, to hold schools responsible for results, give parents greater choice, and promote teaching methods that work. All schools must set academic standards for what every child should know. School districts must measure the progress of schools in meeting those standards. Each state has to set academic standards and yearly goals for achievement. They are expected to make adequate yearly progress toward achieving those standards. By the year 2014, all children should be achieving at the state's proficiency level in reading, math, and science. And once again, that was in 2014, and for every year, they have a certain percentage that you must achieve. In the state of North Carolina, tests in third, fourth, and fifth grades are given to students in reading, math, science, and that is at the elementary level. Schools are given report cards on how their students perform on required state assessments. If adequate yearly progress has not been made, then schools could face sanctions ranging from addressing areas of improvement to being taken over by the government. And that was from a study that I actually reviewed in 2004. So this, once again, I use research all the way back from the inception of No Child Left Behind and the Elementary and Secondary Act as we know it now. The United States Department of Education under President Barack Obama released the blueprint of reform for the reauthorization of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. The blueprint builds on the significant reform already made in response to the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 and once again on No Child Left Behind of 2001. And they really cited four major areas. One is improving teacher and principal effectiveness to ensure that every classroom has a great teacher and every school has a great leader. Two, providing information to families to help evaluate and improve their children's school and for educators to help improve their students' learning. Three, implementing college and career-ready standards and developing improved assessments aligned with those standards. And four, improving student learning and achievement in America's lowest performing schools by providing intensive support and effective interventions. And that was from the U.S. Department of Education, even in 2010. With all the local, state, and national accountability standards, school principals must have a clear understanding of accountability and know the in-depth accountability mandates at all three levels. This is critical for the success of their school when addressing student achievement. The principal is a key player in sustaining the sense of success for all. It is simply not enough just to know the components of accountability and have the school principals to operate from a framework that yields success. Principals must examine their perceptions and share with others the effects of accountability and think about leadership frameworks that impact their ability to lead effectively. In this study, a sample of, once again, 10 elementary school principals provided insights into their own experience and perceptions as a school leader. It is easy to formulate one's own perception about accountability when not serving in the role of a school principal. Hopefully, this study will provide another lens for this analysis. 5 of these elementary school principals served in highly impacted schools, and 5 served in non-highly impacted schools, as I mentioned earlier. And how I really categorize schools in this study, they are schools where a large percentage of the students receive free and reduced lunch, the mobility rate is high, the percentage of students are performing below grade level is really astronomical, determined by the local and state testing. The school has a large, sometimes English as a second language student population, and the students are faced with environmental and other social and emotional challenges. Of course, non-highly impacted schools do not have those factors. Also, we had other categories to identify schools, such as schools that were designated as having a student population with at least 75% or more on free and reduced lunch. This designation was set by that particular district, and they were basically schools that were located in conjunction with the state, federal, and local guidelines. Again, this designation is determined by the local school system. United States School Accountability Standard mandates that all students will meet academic standards no matter what other factors are present in a school setting or a child's life. School leaders must take into account all factors that impact student achievement and create a model of accountability that captures the progression of student learning. If more schools are to make progress, a new way of measuring student learning must be developed and embedded into the accountability mandates that currently exist. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will continue sharing more about my dissertation. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. I'll be right back.
We, the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, know the power of our vote. Now more than ever, we need to let our collective voices be heard. It's our sacred right to elect our leaders and improve the lives of citizens within our communities. Our ancestors fought for our right to vote. We cannot let them or ourselves down. Plan your vote now, whether by mail, in person, early, or November 3rd. Vote like your life and your children's lives depend on it. Because truly, it does. This is a public service announcement from the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Don't sleep. Vote.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Wow. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. Another component of my dissertation, and anybody who writes a dissertation can tell you, you're going to have the rationale and perspective of the researcher. And in this particular case, it was me. And as many of you know, I served as a principal of a school in North Carolina where over 800 of the students were considered at risk, and I never really like to use that word, but at promise and highly impacted by poverty and other factors. And this is when I actually wrote my dissertation. I was a school principal and working on my dissertation at the same time. And many of the students, once again, they faced academic, social, and other challenges which impacted their achievement. 100% of the student population received free and reduced lunch, and over 50% were considered English as a second language student. Due to the challenges, the school was considered to be an Equity Plus school as well as a Title I school, and it was a Title I school-wide program. But in spite of all the labels placed upon the school and the students, our school and students made incredible academic gains on the No Child Left Behind assessment and North Carolina Accountability Assessment, and made adequately yearly progress in previous years as mandated by No Child Left Behind. As I have led the school for the past 7 years when I was actually leading the school, I constantly encountered questions from elementary school principals about perceptions of accountability and leading in the era of high-stakes testing. Usually, these principals wanted me to share my perspective, the impact of accountability, and the leadership framework responsible for the school's success at that time. I realized in my desire to continue to serve as an effective principal and make an impactful difference in the field of education, I needed to explore the perception of other elementary school principals about accountability and leadership. While I believe my own sense of commitment must be used as an instrument for providing others with helpful leadership techniques, it is powerful when the perspective of many are shared. Therefore, my professional motivation was to explore their viewpoints and for them to share some of their beliefs in order to assist all principals with leading more effectively. It is critical not only to know the perception of principals and their perceptions about accountability, but also to know the implication, the leadership framework that principals believe to make the most difference in student achievement, and to gain insight across different types of schools in order to share comprehensively. And since I was serving as a principal, it was important for me to understand and disclose my positionality from the onset of this study. And as I told you, when you write a dissertation, it is a lot of research. So I was in the library and I was looking at studies, from the early 90s to the 2000s and present when I was in the writing phase. According to some of the researchers, one's subjectivity is like a garment that cannot be removed. While I am aware that conducting research in one's own organization is filled with hazards, it is also filled with a desire to conduct a quality study that acknowledges my subjectivity in order to monitor it against the impact on the inquiry process and the outcome of the data. Knowing how passionate I was about this study and how I wanted to seek as much knowledge as possible in order to assist other school principals, I proceeded cautiously. I knew the benefits of the knowledge that I would gain, and it would exceed the potential risk, and indeed, it did just that. Also, another component of my dissertation was the problem statement. Accountability is a key component of No Child Left Behind, and school principals are responsible for student outcomes and achievement. Although principals are responsible, little is known about elementary principals' perception of accountability and leadership in an era of high-stakes testing. There is a wealth of research that continues to mount about effective school leaders, practices for successful principals, and leadership frameworks. And while this information is critical to the overall success of schools and student achievement, even more important is the need for more research about principals' perceptions, how these perceptions affect their role, how they manage it, and what frameworks are perceived to lead to success. The school principal is ultimately responsible for the results of their school achievement data. Therefore, a principal has to have an ongoing wealth of skills and abilities to be successful and navigate through accountability in the 21st century. Also, another component that I share, the purpose statement, and you will have to have this. The purpose of this study in particular is to explore the perception of elementary school principals about accountability. You've heard me say that. But more specifically, I wanted to address some of the following questions. One was, again, what are the perceptions of elementary principals towards accountability? How has accountability affected the leadership role of a school principal? What leadership framework do school principals most often perceive is necessary for accountability success? And four, how do leaders manage their perception in this age of high-stakes testing to create success? The results of this study will help school principals gain insight into what they should be doing to lead more effectively. Also, another component, and I share this, is the overview of the study. To better understand the focus outlined in the purpose statement, I conducted a qualitative interview-based study involving elementary school principals. First, I reviewed the relevant literature regarding perception of school principals and accountability components, effective school leaders and their practices, and specific leadership frameworks. Next, I engaged the principals in sharing their experiences and perspectives about accountability. Through interviews and the sharing of relevant data, I invited participants who were serving highly impacted and non-highly impacted schools to share their leadership journey. I analyzed their shared thoughts, looking through themes to emerge that would inform school leaders about perception, implication on their leadership abilities, and which leadership frameworks, once again, would influence their success. Once commonalities were identified, I compiled their perspectives by themes. In essence, I provided a forum in which participants could be heard through sharing in depth. Finally, I interpreted the information shared by the participants and communicated my insight into the experiences shared. This enabled me to participate in a meaningful and authentic process that was in fact already created by the participants themselves. In the next chapter, a literature review focuses on No Child Left Behind, some of the characteristics of effective leaders, practices that successful school principals utilize, leadership frameworks that are examined in this study, and the significance of this study to school leaders. Chapter 3 focuses on an introduction to the research question, the research design, and the overall data collection. Chapter 4 involves the analysis of the data as it relates to the perception of elementary school principals and their perceptions about accountability, how accountability affected leadership role, and the leadership framework in which they believe contributed to their success. The final chapter addresses the interpretation of the data and the implications of this research. Also, I can tell you that you will have a very comprehensive research, and it will lead to a very thought-out and well-written dissertation. In my dissertation, I actually had some of the following components. I had, of course, a list of all the tables. I had the introduction, and you've heard me share that, the rationale and perspective of the researcher, the problem statement, the purpose statement, overview of the study. Then I went into the literature review in which I had the introduction, No Child Left Behind Act accountability components, impacts on education, principals, concerns, public view, effective school leaders, characteristics of effective leaders, practices for successful school principals, common practices and expectations, school environment, principal leadership, expectations for hiring, leadership framework. And I can tell you, these leadership frameworks, I probably would have done another dissertation because it was almost like two dissertations in one. That's what my committee told me. And I focused on the leadership framework, such as the instructional leadership, the transformational leadership, the integrated leadership, and the moral leadership. And then also I embedded summary and significance to school leaders. In my methodology section, I had the introduction and research question, the research design, the study participants, the data collection techniques, the interviews, the demographical information, the questionnaire, the document analysis, the data collection management and analysis, and the data collection and management data analysis, academic, professional, and personal perspective, subjectivity, also benefits and risk of the study, limitation of the study, and then I provided a summary. And when I actually got down to the analysis of the data, I included also the participants' views of accountability, testing concerns, influence on leadership, other factors that you should consider. And in research question two, I really focused on the impact of accountability, the principal's skills, the principal's ability to communicate, professional challenges, personal welfare. And in section three, which was really the research question, I focused on the predominant leadership framework, the instructional leadership perception, the transformational leadership perceptions, the integrated leadership perceptions, the moral leadership perceptions. And then research question four, I looked at strategies for success, the techniques for principals, the sharing of a positive culture, personal well-being, and then I wrapped it all up with a summary. And the last component that I really looked at, I looked at the interpretation of the findings. You will have to include that in your dissertation as well. In my particular dissertation, I included the introduction, what can be learned from this research, the perceptions of accountability, the effects of accountability, the leadership frameworks, principles, managing their perceptions, a rich source of knowledge, the depth of sharing or advice for school principals, the implication of this research, principal skills, programs for principals, staff development for leadership framework, principal training, special services, future research, and then why is this research significant? And then I provided a conclusion. Also, the last thing that I want to mention is you will have to embed your references and all of your appendixes. For example, I had Appendix A was the interview questions for my school principal participants. Appendix B was the demographic questionnaire. Appendix C was the informed consent survey. Appendix D was the institutional review board approval list of tables that I also included were participants' demographical information, participant school information, four categories with subcategories for all of the research questions that I alluded to earlier. And again, I know this is pretty comprehensive, but for those who have been actually sending me direct messages or emails about how to get started with the dissertation process, I do hope that this will assist you. And if you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to reach out. But again, I want this to be of value to you, and definitely I hope that it will inspire you to venture down the path of acquiring your doctoral degree, and you have to write a dissertation when you complete your coursework and you're headed towards that process. So I say the best of luck to you, and as always, my quote to stir the mind and shift the heart is, remember that education is hard work, H-A-R-D, but it is also heart, H-E-A-R-T, work. Thanks for listening. And remember to visit my website at www.DrEssieSpeaks.com, where you can find all of the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.